Now, the U.S. president says the progress has been made in trade talks with Canada.
And we've made a lot of progress today. We'll see how it all works out, but we've made a lot of progress. It could be that NAFTA will be a different form. It could be with Canada, with Mexico, one-on-one, much simpler agreement, much easier to do, I think better for both countries. But we're talking about that, among other things. But the relationship is probably better, as good or better than it's ever been. And I think we'll get to something very beneficial to Canada and to the United States.
Well, Donald Trump made a remark as he met Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the sidelines of a G7 summit in Quebec. Trump said the G7 leaders would manage to agree on a joint statement amid a dispute over U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs. Meanwhile, the Canadian Foreign Minister described the U.S. tariffs as illegal.
Canada will not change its mind when it comes to the illegal and absolutely unjustified application of tariffs on steel and aluminum, not only coming from Canada, but on the steel and aluminum sold by all the G7 allies who are assembled here to the United States.
Chrystia Freeland said that Canada will retaliate against Washington's tariffs. She added that her country does not pose a national security threat to the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.K. warned the U.S. and the European Union of the dangers of entering a tit-for-tat trade war over the tariffs. Last week, the administration of Donald Trump imposed tariffs on metal imports from Canada, the EU, and Mexico. Trump has justified his move by arguing that U.S. steel and aluminum producers are vital to national security and threatened by a global supply glut. Former U.S. Senate Foreign Policy Analyst James Jatteras says that President Donald Trump dislikes multi-party trade agreements.
Look, he's made it clear he does not like multi-party trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that he also pulled the United States out of. He likes direct bilateral agreements, and frankly, he likes reciprocity, that we have a long-standing imbalance in America's trade policy where we practice free trade and our trading partners practice mercantilism, where they typically have far higher tariffs and barriers to our goods than we do on theirs. And this is done for strategic reasons, so we can essentially buy control of their, not only their economies, but of their sovereignty, their military and intelligence establishment at the expense of our own workers. Trump doesn't want to do that anymore, so let's see what happens.